The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. It's Tuesday, March 14th, 2023, 3 days away from St. Patrick's Day. And welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. Yes, that's right. Welcome to the Power Hour, where fantasy meets reality. Well, I'm just in that jovial mood this morning. Phone lines are always open, as you know, during our first hour. And that's 844-769-2944. If you have any questions regarding how we support ourselves, well, that would be the Power Mall. And we have numerous ways to get a hold of us if you need to ask questions about particular products that we feature on the show. You can call or text us at 877-817-9829. You can use the live chat available on thepowermall.com, or you can send us an email at support@thepowermall.com. With St. Patrick's Day approaching, we've got a 15% off complete essentials this week. That's OptiVita. That's the stuff that has that kind of like berry taste when you mix it with your favorite stuff. And, of course, we mix ours with black seed oil and the raw pine power plus. That's what we do with ours. White Harvest seed kits are back in stock this week. We've got 10% off head-to-toe clay and 10% off silver botanicals. And as our March Power Hour affiliate special, we also have 10% on the Allergies Blessed Water Kit. And if you want to become a Power Mall affiliate, all you have to do is dial us up at thepowermall.com, click on the affiliate link, and we'll take it from there. As far as the rest of what we do here, Rents Radio, thank you all your listeners joining us there, and on shortwave at 7.490. Now, Marjorie Wildcraft will be joining us today, allegedly, at the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to try to reach out and touch her then so we can have a little conversation about how to grow food in a grid down situation, even if you don't have a green thumb or you're old and think you're getting decrepit and can't do it. Well, you're going to get older and you're going to starve to death if you don't learn how to grow food, because that's where we are at right now, because they're trying to strip us all of healthy, nutritious food. So we have a free webinar you can attend just by going to powerhourfood.com and signing up. Now, for those of you who do not have internet, I know this is a bad thing. Well, I know you're thinking, no, it's a good thing. It's a good thing, Dave. We don't have internet. There's a good reason for it, because, see, that's one less way that they can invade our privacy. Yeah, I get it. They. Or is it them? Which one is it? They or them? I don't know. Let's call Mel Gibson and ask him. Remember that conspiracy theory movie? Way back when, I watched that way back when it first came out, and I thought the guy was nuts, but now I see it's really happening. Yep. It's really happening. They want to, what are they trying to encourage? Bank runs? I can't encourage bank runs. Tucker was on last night. All the banks are going to fail. The big headline right up there, if you go to Brighteon or any of the other websites, you'll see the Tucker Carlson post, and the banks are failing. Yeah, I just wondered why, you know, because I went to my bank last week to make a deposit, and they looked at me, and our bank is ranked number 5, and I'm like, why are you telling me this? And all of a sudden, you get Silvergate Bank, Signature Bank, and SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, that all go under over the weekend because they have overextended themselves, and with interest rates going up, they took a shellacking, but not before the CEO drew out $3.6 million. And he did that several weeks before the crash because he knew something was coming. And what are all the rest of us supposed to do? Gee, I wonder if all of the Congress people that are invested in the markets, I wonder if there's some, since Silicon Valley Bank is very close to San Francisco, I wonder who else, if you get my drift, is invested in that and decided, hey, if the CEO just called and gave us an inside tip that their bank was going to fail and we better get the hell our money out, well, you know, maybe we should do that. And see, when Sleepy Joe, the pathological liar, gets on TV and starts telling you the banks are safe. Remember that movie with Leslie Nielsen when he's standing there, you know, the whole building is burning down and exploding and everything is going, oh, pay no attention. There's nothing going on there. There's no, go ahead, go home, telling the media to leave. There's nothing here to cover. There's nothing here to see. Yeah, sure there isn't. But when he gets up there and makes these lame speeches and doesn't talk about the border crisis and doesn't talk about anything else but what he wants to talk about and then turns around and walks out the door, and he says the banks are safe. No, it comes back to the old point in time about trust issues. I wrote an article about that on Clouded Title's blog once. You have a hard time? My wife and I were talking about that this morning about trust issues. When did you stop trusting people? I always wanted to know that. How is it that we came to not have that happen? What did happen? What caused us not to trust? How many times did it take us to get burned before we stopped trusting? Huh? How'd that happen? How many times? I mean, did it take more than one time getting burned by something or someone? You know, after my dad passed, my mom sat idly by and watched half her 401k go away. Her pension just went yoop like that, 50%. What caused it? 2008. Remember that? What happened in 2008? That's why I wrote a book about it called Clouded Titles, which is available at the Power Mall. It will be opening in less than 1 hour. That's Central Time, of course. Right now it's 7:07. And so you got to ask yourself these simple questions. You know, if you've got trust issues, this is why I don't keep a lot of money in my bank accounts. Sorry, I just don't. Besides playing with cash, here's another interesting perspective that you probably didn't catch. As a result of what is going on with SVB's collapsing, well, now, you know, because this is a ripple effect that's been felt all across the system, all right? And here you have all these startups that want to be on the front end of this thing called artificial intelligence. Now, there's a contradiction in terms. It's only, remember the old saying, you're only as, the computer is only as smart as its human component? Well, this is exactly where we're at. And see, when you have banks starting to fail, all those startups that are struggling to achieve recognition and fame and fortune in the world of artificial intelligence, otherwise known as AI or 1-9 as in COVID-19, that's AI, right? Digital AI. COVID-19. One stands for A, nine stands for I, right? Those are the numbers of the letters in the alphabet. You know, it's no coincidence that they named it that, is it? I know you're all thinking, oh my God, this is conspiracy theory. Think what you want. But the thing is that you are now, if you're trying to start up an AI, all of a sudden your venture capital sources are starting to shrink and you're having a hard time. That's good for America, isn't it? The less that people have access, well, see, that could work in the other aspect of this, is that it could work against us, because then see the big boys that have all the money, they're the ones, you know, the little mom and pops that are trying to get into the AI game are not going to be able to, but the big boys who already are very well funded are going to. As far as SVB goes, Silicon Valley Bank, the FDIC tried to auction them off on Sunday and couldn't. So they're going to try it again. Morgan Stanley, meanwhile, remember, they're one of the ones that went under in 2008 and then kind of resurfaced. They're warning investors to sell stock. Yeah. You know, this is a rebound, cause and effect, knee-jerk reaction that may follow government intervention in the SVB collapse, because they're all saying, well, we're not going to use taxpayer money. Oh, come on, people. What else are they going to do? The FDIC doesn't have the money to do this. They need some other bank to come in and prop up Silicon Valley Bank. And see, Chase and Bank of America did this in 2008, buying up other people's problems. And see, while the FDIC is doing this, it makes you wonder whether or not some other major banking institution is privately behind the scenes contacting Silicon Valley Bank, because they're trying to buy that bank at fire sale prices. Maybe. Maybe they don't want to get involved in Silicon Valley Bank because they were woke, and woke isn't working anymore. ESG isn't working anymore. But wait a minute, the major banks are playing in ESG too, which is why I wonder out loud, why are you still banking with these institutions? Huh. Don't know. But everybody thinks, oh, my money's safe. It's in one of the major banks. You really think? All the major banks in this last month have lost about $56 billion, I think, was the latest number I've heard so far. You see, because when you start spending money into oblivion like they have been, this government I'm talking about, printing money and spending it into oblivion, most of it going to Ukraine. Let's print up another $100 billion. Yeah, our children will pay for it, maybe. I got a question. If it does precipitate World War III, then who's going to be left to pay the debt to the International Monetary Fund? See, because the IMF is overseas in Europe, Europe is part of NATO, and if NATO sticks its head too far into Ukraine, up their keister, and Putin decides to wage limited nuclear war with tactical strikes, what do you think the best thing, if you want to take out the financial sector for Europe, you go after the IMF? See, because now the ruble and the yuan and the rupee all seem to be doing a little bit better these days. Have you noticed that? Well, now we're finding out the U.S. government has made duplicate payments to the Wuhan lab in China, potentially losing tens of millions of dollars. In other words, our government has secretly been funneling money, taxpayer dollars, twice that to what we were first told. And of course, now Congress is, they want to investigate. John Marshall, Senator Marshall from Kansas, wants to investigate. We'll see how far that goes. And of course, now to further the efforts toward the World War III deal, Biden and his allies have unveiled the Australia submarine deal as part of a trilateral pact aimed at countering China. And see, okay, unzip your fly. Tell everybody, tell the whole world what you're doing. Why don't you? Get up there and brag about how, yeah, we're going to open another submarine base because then we're only a day or two away from China. And as long as we have U.S. subs parked there and China knows, well, all they got to do is send a hypersonic missile in there, take out your submarine base, morons. Yeah, but you go ahead and you tell them everything. Very similar to what happened in Korea, right? Remember that during Korea? How, you know, all our people would tell the United Nations what our troop movements were in Korea, and all of a sudden then they turn around and tell them, China would tell North Korea, and North Korea know where all the troop movements were. So a bunch of our soldiers end up getting attacked and killed. And there's no winning a war when everybody's talking to everybody behind the scenes. And how do we know that Thoroughly Modern Millie isn't picking up the phone and calling China again going, hey, guess what? We're parking a new sub base in Australia. How do you know that's not happening behind the scenes? We've got so many people China owns in our government right now, including the Biden family, Biden crime syndicate. Yeah, that's, you know, this whole thing is a joke. That's why we make fun of it. because it is a joke. I mean, now it's not funny to a lot of people, but, you know, the thing is when you've got Trump calling Ron DeSantis Tiny D now, this is a new thing. Like Ron DeSantis is, you know, it's better than Meatball Ron, right? Yeah, which Trump thinks is just terrible to call somebody Meatball Ron. Oh, you must be reflecting on his Italian descent, huh? You know, no, we'll use Ron DeSanctimonious. So that's what he, you know. And he says, Trump says that Ron would be working at Pizza Hut if not for him. And I'm like, really? This is what you're doing? Really? Working at Pizza Hut? I don't think so. You know, DeSantis has a lot of achievements on his own without Trump's help. And by Trump going out campaigning, calling Ron Tiny D, no. This is not working well. Not working well when you have to go out and bash other front runners. You know, if you want a debate, why don't you just all get on the same stage and you and Vivek and Nikki and Trump, Ron, Nikki, and Vivek all get on the same stage and start talking about it now, and we'll see where the poll numbers stack up. See, because if we're going to resort to name calling in the GOP and the Republican Party, I mean, are we still, is this not divisiveness? Ask yourself that question. Yeah. Craziness of it all, isn't it? And of course, you know, again, we talk about the Biden administration blaming Trump and his administration for all these new bank failures. That is just bogus. Trump did not push ESG. That's not, nuh-uh. See, they're deflecting. All this is about deflecting. About as much deflecting as our Shirley Temple wannabe, who's the current White House press secretary, if that's what you want to call her, her and her notebook. She's lucky if she can complete a sentence. I think she's trying to compete with Mad Cow, the VP. This is a real problem. Because you have an administration that are basically pathological liars. And when you have that, when you got pathological liars running the shift show, then you don't know what to believe. And if they tell you that your money is safe in your bank account, maybe you need to think twice about that. Now, am I saying we all need to run the banks? Well, I'm not a financial advisor, but my mom lost because she sat in her butt and did nothing as the markets were collapsing. She could have gotten made one phone call to her financial advisor and said, hey, what's the market doing now? I'm hearing all sorts of bad news. And then the financial advisor could go, oh, yeah, everything's fine. Yeah, there's nothing to see here. Go home. You know, the building's burning down. Wall Street's collapsing. She lost half her money in 2008. We need to have a repeat performance of this? Remember, history repeats itself, and those who are ignorant of it are doomed to repeat it. So now it makes you wonder how exposed you need to be. That's a question that every individual needs to ask themselves, especially if you have your money parked in a major bank. Don't you think it would be more prudent? And I ask this as a question. For you to take your money out of that bank and park it somewhere with something that looks a little safer, like a smaller community bank or credit union that's solid. And you have every right to go into that bank that you're going to park your money at and say, look, I've got some concerns here. Do you blame me? I want to know what your bank looks like. I want to know about the assets. I want to know whether or not you have enough in reserve. How fractionalized are you? Because remember, after all, we are playing in a fractionalized system. And investors who think that they can make all this, what, money? 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 That's what you call this? This fiat currency? You call that money? It's legal tender for all debts, public and private. It's not money. It's a note. What is a note? Come on, educate yourself here. What's a note? It's a promise to pay. If I hand you a debt note, which is exactly what it is, it represents a dollar worth of debt. And then you're going to take that and you're going to give it to somebody else. So see, all we're doing really is passing around debt. But the fantasy, I told you, this show is where fantasy meets reality, folks. You have fantasy on one hand. I have a dollar. Isn't that wonderful? and you go to the clerk at McDonald's and you say, do you accept Federal Reserve notes? And the kid looks at you like a deer in the headlight. He doesn't understand what you're saying because they don't educate him. And that's by design. So we have half the population that's totally ignorant and thinks a dollar is actually worth something. But see, when interest rates start going up and everybody starts chasing the dollar and the dollar is dropping in value, pretty soon you get, you know, it all comes down to what happened in Germany and Weimar post-World War II. Remember that? He had a whole wheelbarrow full of Deutsche Marks just to buy a loaf of bread. That's how crazy it gets. Well, see, the thing is if China can affect our supply chains, you know, we were talking yesterday on the show about chip plants in the United States. Yeah, where does most of the components come from? China. You really think that corporate America is going to not be a part of China? You think that's what's going to happen here? Yeah, not really. Yeah, let's just sit there and argue amongst ourselves, huh? By the way, don't know. Here's just a little, you know, Signature Bank, which collapsed Saturday. I just want to let you know that former Representative Barney Frank, the Democrat from, you know, the author of the 2010 Dodd-Frank bill, he sat on the board for Signature Bank. Just want to let you know, a little tidbit, trivia of information. And you got to wonder exactly how or why or whether or not Barney knew or any of his thought processes factored into that. We don't know. Everybody says, oh, Barney Frank's a good guy. Look, he did good for the country passing the Dodd-Frank Act. Really? Who got rich off of this? All of these guys got parachute money leaving. Nobody got prosecuted. Nobody got put in jail. They were just allowed to go on and do it again. And so, you know, what do we have as a last resort? What do we do with our money? Have you checked your 401k or your pension fund lately to see how solid it is? I would at least be doing that. I'm not even, you know, I don't even play in the markets anymore, folks. I lost faith in them. I lost faith in modern medicine. I lost faith in even going, I have a blood pressure cuff. I can take my own blood pressure. I ask another factoid question. Don't you know your own body better than your doctor does? If you think there's something wrong, don't you think you would seek medical help or at least get online to the Power Mall and go look for the necessary supplements so you can kind of fill in the blanks where you're missing a few things? If you get sick and you get a cold, what do? Sit there and suffer with it? So you can sit there and go get on a bus and give somebody else your cold and whine about it the whole time? Or would you rather take something for it to try to alleviate the symptoms so you're not coughing? Maybe you want to take something that actually kicks the cold. You know, we've talked about lots and lots of these things here in the Power Hour. And of course, now we have a gun rights organization decrying the expansion of the Bureau of ATF in this $6.8 trillion budget proposal for 2024 by Lame-O Joe. The Gun Owners of America, they're not happy with this whole thing because that budget proposal contains $1.9 billion for the ATF, a 13.6% increase over 2022 and $500 million more than the agency's fiscal 2020 budget. What are they going to do with that? According to Biden's plan, the $1.9 billion would finance the expansion of multi-jurisdictional gun trafficking strike forces, increase firearms industry regulation, and implement the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. Here's a thought. You want safer communities? Why don't you just get rid of the woke prosecutors? Why don't you just start jailing people? That usually sends a message. It's just like, I don't understand how they just let, they just put up, I'm looking at these 1,000 people they showed on Fox, all rushing en masse to El Paso, you know, through the gates there, trying to rush the border. And you got Texas DPS and Border Patrol. And I'm just wondering, you know, there's going to come a point in time where it gets so violent at the border from people coming in if they start shooting on your side of the bridge, when is the shooting from our side back at them going to begin? I'm just wondering when that's going to turn into a border, an actual border war skirmish. Because see, if the cartels are shooting, what's to stop them from arming the civilian population that's running across the border, the illegal immigrants, and they're trying to crash through the razor wire, and all of a sudden they start pulling out guns and shooting at cops? Well, somebody's going to have to retaliate, don't you think? And you're going to have a bloodbath at the border. Then maybe not Washington won't wake up. See, because if there was such a border crisis now, why isn't Congress doing something about it? And now they want to come and take our guns? Yeah, this is why Gun Owners of America is pitching a hissy about this whole thing. And of course, now Gretchen Whitmer, who's trying to gain favor with some of the independent base, is coming out admitting that some of the COVID-19 restrictions didn't make a lot of sense. Ye shall know them by their fruits, folks. Yep, that's how that works. So here we are looking at and facing World War III. Our banks are going to hell in a handbasket. Biden gets up there and basically lies, saying that the banks are safe, when we don't know that for a fact, do we? Tim in Michigan, you're on the phone. How are you doing this morning?
I had perfect blood pressure this morning. Thank you, Strauss Heart Drops.
Wonderful.
Gretchen, did you see
Got
Gretchen
right
and Donald? They were showing the CDC death rate between Florida and Michigan, and Michigan was double the deaths of Florida from a closed society to an open one. She squirmed in her seat. It was worth watching.
I bet it was.
Squirming in her seat, and she was like, well, I don't trust the science on that. I'm telling you, she is a witch. I just, she's horrible.
Well, that's why we call her Witchmer. We call her Witchmer for a reason.
That's a good reason, too. But to see her squirm in the seat was perfect. But wow. One other thing, you guys were talking about unions. I've been a union member for 45 years.
Oh, good. I want to hear your side of it.
Well, I look at it both ways. I have to pay the mafioso to work, basically, is what I do.
All right. Where's Jimmy Hoffa?
But right now, union work only represents about 12 to 16% of the total workforce in America.
Ooh, good point.
The unions raised everybody's ship. That's what everybody has to think of. And the unions have got... did some great things for this country. They built the middle class.
Yep.
They built the middle class. But it's
corporate greed
and union at the top greed signing contracts that they had no business signing.
There you go. We're at the break right now, Tim. If you want to hang on, we'll continue this conversation. We'll be back with more after these messages.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we are back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. 7:32, and it's Tuesday, the 14th of March, 2023. Tim, we were engaging in conversation. Yes, it's dialogue. We're engaging in social intercourse here. Tim was reflecting on the squirminess of Gretchen Whitmer as they rattled off the COVID statistics, double the death rates up in Michigan than Florida, which remained open, which that makes sense. Perfect sense. And we don't know exactly how all of this stuff factored in with, the lockdowns factored in with the kids, because we haven't seen what that's done to the kids in its fullness yet. But anyway, to get away from that subject, you were sitting there talking about unions, and I will tell you this.
Yep.
I was a union member at one time, and it was in one of those unions that you talk about paying the mafioso. I was in the musicians union, AFM 512 in Lawrence, Kansas. That was the same musicians union the band Kansas was in, and I knew those guys. As a matter of fact, the violin player, Robbie Steinhardt, his father, Milton, taught Renaissance music at KU. He actually was in a band that played my senior prom. So I knew these guys from way back when. But anyway, it's rather interesting, as a side note, about the fact that unions at a point in time did help bring the wage up and bring the benefits up, because, I mean, here it is, corporate greed. You're right about that. We're still fighting corporate greed, are we not?
Absolutely. But the other things the unions brought, too, was safety. They brought more safety to the job for the employer, forcing companies to have the proper clothing, the proper tools, the proper everything they need to do the work safer. The unions also brought the paid or a lunch period. They brought quite a few great things to the workforce. And especially the big thing is safety, forcing companies to have a better and safer workplace. That is the big one.
Well, I'll tell you, and it makes sense because, you know, sadly, our government is reactionary, and it's always bad when OSHA just shows up after the fact.
Well, the example of the backhoe, every 5 minutes you could dig a little more.
Yeah.
That's not a union thing. That is a corporate thing. The unions work under corporate rules. So, and what the union does, they're a reactionary force. They're not a, which I think is not a good thing, actually, but they only react after something happens, not before it happens. But
okay.
The unions have done some great things for this country. But they're getting rid of the unions because it's also getting rid of the middle class. We need unions in this country, I tell you, because these companies they don't care. They really don't care.
I get that.
I work for a lot of companies.
Yeah, I get it, Tim. I get it. And I'm not saying that unions are not valuable. I know there's a lot of arguendo out there that unions have lived past their prime. But the problem is if somebody wasn't out there fighting for our rights, and I mean, this is what we pay union dues for. And when the union itself is effective and the leadership is effective, like Teamsters, things happen because, see, they can collectively walk off the job and strike and put
the
employer in a world of hurt. And see, then you have, of course, remember when Teamsters did strike, you know, the government got very, very irate with that. But, you know, hey, this is a thing. If we don't have the opportunity to protest bad behavior, then we've lost this battle. The government then is our ruler, and we are in the middle of tyranny. So, you know, unions have their place in society.
You have a union, they sign a contract with the corporations. So you got a contract that says we agree to this, you agree to that. And a good example would be in my trade is we all had to have fireproof clothing. That just had to happen. And the companies were saying, yeah, you got to have it from head to toe down to your underwear. And then the union informed them, well, if you are enforcing fireproof clothing, it's up to you to provide it. Okay,
bingo.
You can just have a shirt. That's what I'm telling you. That's what you deal with these corporations. So,
well,
you know, when they thought we were buying the fireproof clothing, it was head to toe down to your underwear. And when they said, no, you actually, by union contract, you have to provide it. Well, here's a shirt. That's good enough.
No. And then somebody gets burned from the waist down, and then now we have another problem. And it's like, look, you know, if you want to avoid lawsuits, because this is what corporations these days, it's all they understand, Tim, is lawsuits. So, you know, it's usually because somebody is injured. So this is a real problem.
It's an overreaction. It's typically an overreaction. One person out of a million gets burnt, and everybody has to get fireproof clothing. Then
exactly.
They come out of a company that their buddies own. That's the other side of it. This corporation just goes to their buddy who has his corporation that produces the clothing. So it's a boom for him.
Yep.
That's how it works.
That's sad, you know, the way that corporatism works in America.
Well, when you got corporate boards that write the contracts for the CEOs and they fly on company Learjets from corporation to corporation and sign their buddies up with a contract to run a company where if you fire them, they get a $7 million check if you fire them. These are the contracts they set up for their buddies, and that's how it goes.
Yeah.
These corporations are a board of people that fly around the world to other corporations that sit on their boards and write these huge contracts for people, for their CEOs. And how many Goldman Sachs treasury secretaries we had?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look how much parachute money they got when they left. I mean, you know, the CEOs then resigned and they got their parachute money and nobody's getting prosecuted. And we're supposed to regard our money as safe. I mean, look how many unions in 2008, this was all about them going out and investing in all these pension funds. This all ties what they're trying to bust the middle class. They're busting the unions at the same time because the unions' pension funds are all invested in these damn derivatives that are collapsing. This is what happened in 08. This is why half my mom's stuff went away.
I can give you a great example of 2008. A corporation in Michigan whose CEO, they ran the stock price down till at about absolutely nothing. This new CEO comes in with a contract that he can buy as much stock as he wants. So he buys up millions of dollars worth of stock, cheap, cheap, cheap. Then they run the corporation to run the stock up till it gets up to a point. Then he sells all that cheap stock, and he doesn't have to inform the stockholders that that's what he's doing. And he makes himself a huge profit, and then the company's tanks again, and everybody's stocks drop, and we all lose money. And then they fire him, and he gets a $7 million bonus for doing that.
Yeah, this is like SVB. Yep, this is like SVB. You know, he got $3.6 million, several months before, or weeks before, rather, the whole bank closed. So, you know, somebody's got the inside straight here, and it's all probably because of the contract. And this is why, you know, if we're going to be reactionary, and I appreciate your comments on that, because this just, again, triggers my thought process and why we can't trust the major banks. We need to go and stay in our local communities with our money. And if you've got money parked in big places and you see interest rates going up, which they are slated to do again from what we're just now hearing. And I mean, I'm getting news blips coming across my screen as we are having this conversation. If this is what's going to go down, people need to be very aware and start parking their money outside the major banks and putting them in smaller banks that are community-owned banks where we actually can reach out and touch someone that doesn't have one of these major contracts. I mean, you know, these people are part of the middle class with us, and, you know, they need we got to have people that are willing to work for a living, not sit up there and enter into these damn corporate contracts and make themselves rich at the expense of others. This all has to change, or we're going to find ourselves on the short end of the stick. It's one of the reasons why Marjorie Wildcraft's going to be on the show, because now people are so stressed and poor. They can't afford groceries. The grocery bill is crazy. And the more they raise interest rates, the worse things are going to get, because that all gets passed down through the world of corporatism to the consumer. So eventually, that we'll see. You know, they say, oh, don't worry, the banking system is safe. Liar. That is not the way things work around here. We look at history. What does history teach you? And by the way, thanks for your call, Tim. Valid points this morning. In the factor of health, anybody have an idea what the psoas muscle is? There's two of them. Where are they? Can you feel them? You have to reach around your backside. No, it's not your gluteus. No, the psoas, there's a psoas major and a psoas minor. The psoas major, often known as the mighty psoas, which has nothing to do with the mighty Quinn the Eskimo, it originates at the spine around the bottom of the rib cage and runs down the thigh along the femur. What's a femur? it's your thigh bone. The psoas major works by flexing the hip. The psoas minor also originates at the spine around the bottom of the rib cage, but it runs down to the bony part of the pelvis, acting to flex the lower spine. Now, it helps us perform all sorts of daily activities, like walking and running, use of our legs, good posture. That's what it's all about. That's the psoas muscle. And so, you know, there's some issues with people that have weak psoas muscles, which can make even the easiest task a challenge, like a sway back. And you know, the psoas is a key messenger of the central nervous system. And where there's a lack of support, your body responds to gravity. It's different than intended. So they have this, it's called piriformis syndrome, associated with this form of pain, and can be referenced when seeking a diagnosis. And of course, yoga, some of the people that are proponents of that say that that's a good thing. There's a book out by Liz Cook called The SOAS Book. It says emotional trauma or lack of emotional support can actually lead to a chronically contracted psoas muscle, which results in a lack of core awareness. Since your ancient limbic system is closely related to emotions like fear and anxiety, it makes sense. And here is the thing. Your psoas is affected if, and we have a video to back that up on the email blast for those of you who are getting it, if you've got discomfort, pain, and aches in the front hip socket, restriction in the hip socket, bursitis tendonitis affecting the psoas, restriction in moving the thigh backward, deep pelvic pain on the side that feels tight, deep belly ache, chronic constipation, and twisted pelvis. Now, is there anything that we can do to fix that? Yeah. This is why we have chiropractic. You go get adjusted. And no, you don't go just one time. It doesn't work like that. Yeah, it might even hurt after you get chiropractic treatment done. Because like your credit, it took you years to screw it up. And now you want it fixed all of a sudden. That's why I tell people in my book, The Credit Restoration Primer, which is available at the Power Mall, by the way, that things don't happen overnight. It takes time to fix your credit, which is why I supply you with all the letters I use to fix mine at one time. Everybody's credit has tanked at one time. Don't tell me it hasn't, because I know better. If 85% of all the stuff that's listed in your credit report is factually inaccurate, then everybody's credit has been affected by this. But see, in the world of chiropractic, and there's acupuncture, and then there's yoga. And the thing is depending on your amount of exercise you get, even multiple chiropractic visits can help in combination with all these other things. And of course, we have Curcumin X 4000 that you can take. We have that. That's all at the Power Mall, by the way, which is going to be opening shortly, Central Time. So the curcumin is good for joint pain as well. But the thing is you got to get to the bottom of it and treat more than the symptoms. And if you're finding yourself with all these aches and pains, then maybe it's time to visit the chiropractor, and don't be afraid. I mean, there's good ones out there and there's not so good ones. I haven't met a bad chiropractor. I have some chiropractors that actually are afraid to overexert because they fear that they might cause more injury. And see, they're holding back sometimes is not a good thing either. You need somebody that knows what they're doing, and it may take several chiropractors before you find the right one. Don't worry. Don't think you got to get stuck on one chiropractor. We've bounced around a bunch, my wife and I have, on chiropractors lately, because they're just, you know, some of the younger ones, it's like, how did you get out of chiropractic college? I always like to find out where they actually went to. If you went to Parker in Dallas, then you're probably a lot better off. You probably got so much hands-on, it's unbelievable. So, and then you have people, you know, we talked to Lynn Carey last week, who's a chiropractor down in South Florida. And she realized after a time that those two spinal surgeries she had for scoliosis were maybe unnecessary. She could have fixed it with chiropractic. Oh, my. You see, there's always this natural component versus trusting modern medicine. Like you go to the doctor and you've got GERD. You drink clay. Have you noticed the difference between drinking clay and not having GERD? But I get constipated. Well, if you keep drinking the clay, the constipation goes away. It's only temporary. But then if you quit drinking the clay, all of a sudden now you start getting heartburn again. Huh. Wonder what that's all about. Well, put two and two together, figure that out. And of course, now the endocrinologists and all these other people out there who think they know more about your body than you do, They want to do hormone replacement therapy. And we have black cohosh out there. It's an herbal relief for menopause, pain, and anxiety. Of course, we also have Rife machine, which, you know, I use a Rife machine damn near every night. And there are settings for pain on the Rife machine. And I sleep on a pad and I wake up and the pain is gone. And what is the Rife machine doing? It's using frequency to treat the system. You know, black cohosh gets its name from the plant's black roots, is, believe it or not, a member of the buttercup family and native to parts of North America. And it's used to treat pain, anxiety, inflammation, malaria, rheumatism, uterine issues, and many other disorders. Oh, uterine issues. This would be like UTIs? Yeah. But UTIs, they have another drug they want to put you on. It's called Bactrim. Big Pharma's trying to win again. When you got black cohosh, right? And now we have the issue with your food supply, which is why we're going to be bringing Marjorie Wildcraft on, or we're going to try to here in this next hour. Seven foods that cause inflammation. Maybe you should avoid these foods like processed meat. You know, fried foods like donuts, mozzarella sticks, potato chips, high in trans fats. Now, I have seen some potato chips that claim to be low in trans fats. Have you ever bought those and tried to eat them? They taste like cardboard. Same with some crackers that are out there. They taste like cardboard. Kind of crazy. Alcohol, refined carbs, artificial sweeteners, vegetable oil, and, of course, high fructose corn syrup. Yeah, I avoid those things like the plague. And, of course, the anti-inflammatory diet. I'll give it to you real quick here because I want to take a phone call before we get out of here for this hour. And that's peaches, pineapple, mangoes, apples, berries, pears, oranges. I just cut up a whole pineapple yesterday and put it in the fridge. I like eating ice cold pineapple. Broccoli, kale, spinach, zucchini, squash, sweet potatoes, spinach, watercress, tomatoes, and garlic. Pistachios, macadamia nuts, almonds, chia seeds, flax seeds, pumpkin seeds. Black beans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, navy beans, and peas. Quinoa, couscous, farro, millet, buckwheat, and barley. Salmon, and not the farm-raised kind. That stuff is toxic. I'm talking about wild-caught Alaskan salmon. Chicken, turkey, eggs, tempeh, coconut oil, olive oil, ghee, grass-fed butter, and avocados. I didn't know they sold ghee at the store. I'm watching this, you know, chef competition, and they got ghee in a jar. And I'm like, where do they get that? They go to India to get that? No. They sell it in the store. Something you learn new every day. You know, I'm not, like I said, I didn't fall off the turnip truck, but there are certain things I do learn over time. Turmeric, black pepper, rosemary, basil, oregano, cayenne pepper, and dill. Believe it or not, there's all your substitutes, all the good stuff there. Dustin in Michigan, how are you, sir?
Good. I noticed someone had called in and they were proponent of unions. Well, here in Michigan, we've got this political movement going on trying to delete the right to work that was put in a few years ago. So there's going to be all kinds of people coming out that are paid shills trying to reestablish the unions here in Michigan. So that's an interesting thing. But you were talking about stress relief stuff. Now, my back was giving me problems for years, and one of my nieces went to school to become a physical therapist, and she explained something over the phone to me that I use every day in my life, and I'll share it with everybody.
Okay, great.
You place your hands together like you're praying, you put them above your head, and you stretch right below the point of where it'd be uncomfortable or painful. You stop right there, stretch to the left, to the right a couple times, not much. And then just slowly let your arms down. You'll feel a rush of that endocrine system you're talking about and the lymphatic system just go right straight down your backbone. And the stress that you had goes away instantly. Boy, that's
cool. I'm doing that right now. People are watching me on video are going, okay, Krieger, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, like over the years, I could work a certain amount of time and oh, my back, you know. Then yeah. It got to where, man, it's like 20 minutes of activity. I couldn't go anymore. Oh, and now you're
rocking and rolling.
The pain's there.
There you go. I appreciate that, Dustin. Thanks so much for your call. We're at the break. We're going to try to reach out to Marjorie Wildcraft and have a little conversation about getting the garden started. You've been procrastinating. Yeah, we're gonna hopefully kick you into overdrive here after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.